Chapter 44. Christoph. Our company sprinted as fast as we could through the ruins and into the jungle. Our horses had herded together, scared, yet waiting for us just beyond the trees. I patted my horse and quickly mounted up, as did my companions. We raced back through the gory scene where many of Jason Lynx's comrades lay slain. I thought about how I had healed myself and wondered if I had been there, could I have stopped this massacre? There was no time to dwell on the past now. We darted through the tangled jungle, the clanging of metal on metal and the earth-rumbling thuds of magic echoed through the trees as we neared the field. How many of our people lay dead? With the Konstantin reinforcements, we outnumbered the undead, but now that Zillin and Kukulkan were in the fight, the odds had turned against us. As I rode my horse, doing my best to dodge trees that reached out at me, I centered myself and regathered my energy. Whether from practice, from the help of the dagger, or both, my powers regenerated much faster than before. I felt the warmth and light swirling in me. It was strong, and I was ready to unleash as much of it as possible. I wondered how much of it I could release at a time without draining myself, and I figured I would discover my new limits before the battle was over. Jace, eager to locate Kukulkan with Lynx hopefully still stuck to its back, led the charge through the jungle. He angled our company to the right so that we would break from the trees on our side of the battle, hopefully behind the lines. Soon, we emerged onto the green field, but rather than returning to the blue skies, dark clouds swirled overhead. The black storm swam around the battlefield, sending lightning bolts streaking down toward our army. I followed one bolt as it shot from the sky down into a Konstantin soldier. He convulsed as the electricity shocked his body, and then he fell to the ground.
"It's Zillin," Sahar shouted. "He's controlling the storm."
I saw the dark serpent framed against the clouds then, one green eye shimmering. Zillin, still on its back, had his arms outstretched and moved them like he was turning a great sphere in his hands. It was like an invisible string ran from his fingers up into the clouds, and as he twisted his arms, the clouds spun tighter and faster. As the serpent continued its circles in the sky, Lynx still clung to his sword that he had driven into its back. He bravely pulled the sword out and then jammed it back into the beast, and the snake screamed out. Zillin turned back to the Nogwall and drew his hand down and back, sending a bolt of lightning into Lynx. He held onto his sword, but his body twitched and jolted with electricity. "We need to stop them!" I shouted as I charged forward, watching Kukulkan and judging his movements. The snake and the sorcerer were over the center of the battle where our armies clashed, but the snake's rippling body streaked through the sky over the fight to the far side. I spurred my horse on, as fast as he could run, and directed our group around the edges of battle. Lichling sent balls of magic into our people, but they advanced on the creatures and cut them down one by one. Just as Zillin threw another bolt of lightning backward into Lynx, Rosmarin leaped from her horse and floated through the air. She outstretched her great black wings and took off into the sky toward Kukulkan, while Erwin sent a flaming arrow toward the feathered serpent to lodge into the beast's flesh. Sahar wrapped an orb of protection around Rosmarin, and just in time as Zillin sent a firebolt at the vampire. The flame dissipated around the force field, powerful enough still to lick at the edges. Zillin turned his attention back to Lynx and sent another lightning bolt sparking back just as Lynx ripped his sword from Kukulkan's back. The lightning struck the tip of Lynx's sword and radiated down the blade, into his hands, and through his entire body. The jaguar stiffened as he trembled, and then he tumbled from the snake's back as Kukulkan angled up into the storm. Rosmarin dashed through the sky like a dark comet and caught the falling Lynx. His weight caused her to drop, but she regained her balance and the pair flew around and back over us in the battlefield. She set Lynx down behind our army, where reserve troops gave him a riderless horse. He raced back across the field toward our party, behind Rosmarin as she flew through the darkened skies. She landed back on her horse as it ran along beside us. "Nice one," I called out to her as she rode up next to me, her black hair blowing out behind her.
"We need to get them on our level," Rosmarin yelled to us.
I think Lynx had the right idea,
Sahar offered.
If we can all make it up to the beast, we can reach Zillin.
I thought about Sahar's plan. Those of us with long-range powers or weapons could reach him, but the rest of the council was at a clear disadvantage with only short-range blades. As long as Zillin remained on Kukulkan's back, he was almost unstoppable.
Ari and Roz, can you fly some of us up there?
I asked the two of us with wings. They both nodded.
When Kukulkan comes for another pass, Sahar and I will distract him, and Rosmarin and Ari, you take Rachel and Jace up.
By now, Kukulkan and Zillin had flown back across the battlefield, and the beast was making a turn. His dark feathers shivered in the fierce winds.
What about the rest of us?
Link shouted as we raced across the open land.
I figured you would want to stay on the ground.
I smirked at the jaguar.
You and Michaela track the snake's movements, and if we manage to knock Zillin off, that's when you strike.
We had our plan. Now it was just a matter of proper execution. Our horses continued to sprint around the edge of the battle, their hooves thudding like thunder along the ground. As we raced our way around, I caught a glimpse of Onyx in the center of the fight. She snarled as she sliced her greatsword down across a zombie. Blood spurted everywhere, and the dark liquid covered the gargoyle from wingtip to wingtip. Werewolves, Nogwals, fairies, other supernaturals, and humans fought alongside the Doombringer. The green field was stained a deep red under their feet, and many of our soldiers lay dead. But more of the enemy had fallen, their bones and undead bodies rotting on the grass. My eyes left Onyx as Kukulkan whisked overhead. Zillin shot fireballs down into the army, and as each blast exploded, soldiers went flying in all directions. Our sorcerers, dotted throughout the army, unleashed wind or water spells, dispelling the flames and extinguishing burning soldiers, and then they lobbed offensive magic back up at Zillin. Some of the spells connected with Kukulkan. They pelted the sides and underbelly of the serpent, burning and blasting him. As the wailing snake and Zillin flew overhead, Sahar sent her own spells up. A magical blast hit the Shadowmancer's shoulder, and for a minute I thought he would fall from the snake. But he caught himself by grabbing onto the large black feathers and threw a spell back. Clouds of inky blackness appeared from his hands, flying at us, but I pointed my dagger at the magical smoke and drew a line of pure light across the sky. As the blazing light streaked through the clouds, it broke up the black magic, like the sun streaming through rain clouds. Immediately, I followed up with a ray of light up at Zillin himself. This time, overwhelmed by the barrage of attacks against him and the serpent, he didn't see it coming. It blazed across his right shoulder, catching his black robe on fire. With a wave of his hand, he extinguished himself as he yelled curses down to us. Rosmarin and Erwin used this distraction to soar up to Kukulkan with Rachel latched onto Rosmarin, and Jace's furry feet hung down as Erwin supported him. The four of them jumped onto the serpent's back and stuck their blades into its scaly flesh. Kukulkan flailed, squealed, but stayed in the air. Zillin sent spell after spell flying back at my companions as the serpent flew out of range, but they held on to their blades and stood firm, their weapons protruding from the beast's back. Sahar, Michaela, Lynx, and I continued racing along the edge of the army. We were on the far side behind enemy lines, so while we waited for Kukulkan to make another pass, we attacked any of the undead nearest to us. I sent light bolts beaming into mummies, zombies, and lichlings. Whenever a ray connected, these creatures erupted in flames and melted into ash. Sahar whisked her array of spells at them, blowing them apart with wind, setting them ablaze or dropping blobs of inky darkness into the horde. Michaela cracked skulls and bashed in brains with her staff that she spun around her head with surprising speed. She showed no signs of fear, and fought as if she were one of us. Lynx's black jaw curled up in a snarl, revealing his sparkling white fangs as he jabbed his sword into a mummy. The creature writhed as it fell to the ground, but Lynx cut down another zombie without hesitation. Kukulkan just started to turn around for another loop, giving me time to test my powers even more. I summoned up as much light as I could. It welled up like a warm ball in my chest. Using my dagger as a focus point, I pushed the light out of me. It exploded out all around me, not in a single beam, but a large blast. Zombies, mummies, and lichlings caught in the path of my powers disintegrated into ash. It was like the first time I had used my powers to destroy all the zombies, only in a smaller and more controlled way. I resummoned the energy, searching for any weakness in my power, but I could feel it recharging quickly, pulling more light in from my connection to the dagger. The blade was drawing light in and filtering it through me. I shot more blasts into the army as I laughed. Each monster disintegrated when the light hit them. "That's amazing, Kristoff," Sahar shouted. "This blade is amazing," I called back.
"Don't sell yourself short,"
Link shouted with a toothy grin. Kukulkan was almost overhead again, so we readied ourselves for another volley. Rosmer and Rachel, Jason, Erwin had continued striking their blades into the snake's bleeding flesh any chance they could, so the thing writhed and shrieked as it neared us. It was a terrible, deafening noise, but it meant that their attacks were doing something. As Kukulkan passed overhead, it opened its mouth and released flames down at us. At the same time, Sahar and I fired at the screeching serpent. My light smacked the bottom of its jaw, causing an explosion that vibrated through the snake's head. Zillin lost balance again, just in time for Sahar's expert spell to wrap around the sorcerer in a purple ball and then explode in bursts of energy. Meanwhile, Rosmarin had climbed her way along the feathered beast until she snuck up right behind Zillin. She used his brief loss of balance to strike, swinging her gleaming sword down and into his shoulder. A combination of vampiric strength and centuries-old skill knocked Zillin off the snake's back, and he tumbled down through the air. Sahar, Lynx, Michaela, and I sped off towards the falling Shadowmancer. I shot blasts of light at him that singed his robes, and Sahar blasted him with pulses of magic. And though Zillin's magical defenses absorbed the brunt of the assault, it was still satisfying to blast him all the same. Before Zillin hit the ground, he managed to slow himself down with an incantation, but he still landed hard. He rose slowly in the green field and dusted himself off. His tattered robes fluttered around him in the wind, and bloody cuts marred his pale skin. His white hair blew around him as the dark storm still twirled overhead. We rushed toward him. Sahar and I still flung light and magic his way, but with graceful movements he waved many of them away and sent some flying back at us. One of my light bursts came whisking back past my head. I dodged, but the ball hit the ground in front of Michaela. Her horse fell forward and she rolled off. As the dust cleared, I saw her get back to her feet, and I turned my head around just in time to dodge another bolt of Zillin's dark magic. I was close to him now, and as he launched another wave of magic at me, I jumped off my horse. As I flipped through the air, I crossed my arms and grabbed both daggers from my belt. I put both blades in front of me so that when my body righted itself, I drew both daggers down over Zillin. The sorcerer was quick, however, and he pulled a hidden sword out from beneath his robe. The blade was skinny and long, but wavy, with red runic letters down both sides of the silver metal. It looked like a sword of pure evil. My blades connected with his rapier, and I landed on my feet next to the Shadowmancer with my face only inches away from his. The sorcerer's black eyes turned red with anger. "How foolish of you to attack me!" With all his force, he threw my daggers off his sword, pushing me back. I almost stumbled, but I caught myself and rushed back in. I raised one dagger to feint a high strike, and as he readied for the parry, I dropped to a knee and slid along the grass, slicing both daggers across his leg. I whipped around and jumped back to my feet and watched him stumble and reach for his bloody leg. Sahar rode past at that moment and dropped another purple orb over him. It exploded over him, and the impact blasted him into the earth with a scream of pain. He continued yelling,
like the crazed sorcerer that he was, and placed his fingers on the ground. A tremor rumbled through the earth, and a large crack opened up by the sorcerer. It rushed toward me, seeking to swallow me whole, but Lynx grabbed my arm and pulled me up behind him onto his horse. "Thanks," I breathed. We rode around the sorcerer, but kept our distance. He was screaming into the black sky when a lightning bolt zapped down and enveloped him. But rather than harming him, the strike seemed to give him power. He stood, flexing his body as blue electricity curled around him. His eyes were closed, but when they snapped open, they were pure white. "What the hell?" I uttered. Kukulkan ripped down through the black clouds straight for Lynx and me. He snapped his bloody jaw at us, but Rachel leapt up from his back and sank her wool doe into the serpent's head. It faltered and crashed into the ground, skidding along as it caused another violent quake. My four companions jumped from the creature's bloodied back, rolling as they hit the ground. Then, they were up and running away from the creature. It still had a lot of fight left in it as it writhed and shook its body. It tried to take back off into the sky, but it only succeeded in lifting its gigantic body off the ground once before slamming back into the earth with another tremor. Kukulkan gave up on its powers of flight, and instead, it slithered forward at a terrifying speed toward the battlefield. Toward our soldiers.